In the Gulf, they are dreaming of Red Adair.
He just took the bull by the horns and did it. And that's how it all worked. He was just a little, short, fiery, red-headed person, and he got things done.
The oil rig legend died in 2004, but for more than a generation, he was the go-to guy when an oil rig exploded or blew out. Red Adair could do what no one else could. BP could use an army of Red Adairs these days as they struggle with the underwater oil gusher. Presidents called him a hero, environmentalists called him an angel, oil companies called him an expensive subcontractor. Red called himself nothing special.
I think a lot of people over-exaggerate it, and I think we got too damn many experts in this world today anyway.
A whole lot of experts looking for something very special. Deepwater Horizon. Getting deeper, nothing on the horizon. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. It's Tuesday, May 11th. Coming up, what's it like to troubleshoot a major disaster in real time where any idea is worth running up the tree?
And you're talking about the oil leak, not the upcoming confirmation hearings of Elena Kagan.
No, I'm not talking about
that.
Which
is at the top of the morning news.
Troubleshooting there.
Supreme Court nominee Elena Kagan heads to Capitol Hill tomorrow for her first face-to-face meeting with the senators. Republicans like Mitch McConnell are raising questions about her lack of experience on the bench.
A lifetime position on the Supreme Court does not lend itself to on-the-job training.
But Judiciary Chairman Pat Leahy says all that sound and fury signifies nothing.
In fact, I told the president, I said, you realize if you had nominated Moses, the lawgiver, somebody had raised, but he doesn't have a birth certificate. Where's his birth certificate? You know what I mean? Come on.
In fact, one Republican, Oklahoma Senator Jim Inhofe, says he will vote no.
It's a hive of activity trying out multiple tactics in the battle to plug that oil well in the Gulf of Mexico. An army of engineers is coming up with undersea and airborne responses as the slick keeps growing and growing. We're joined now by Philip Johnson, who's professor of civil engineering at the University of Alabama. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning.
So, Professor Johnson, referring to the famous Red Adair there at the top of the hour, I guess gone are the days when one hotshot wildcatter could just come in and magically cap the blowout, right?
Yeah, we pretty much mobilized the entire Southeast at this point. But I have to say, I wish Red was here and we could at least talk to him about this.
Oh, that is a great sentiment, but no way. He died in 2004, but there are a lot of other people talking about this oil spill, and we're going to talk about it with you, Philip Johnson, in just a moment. Stay with us.
An onslaught of violent weather has killed 5 people and injured dozens more across Oklahoma. Tornadoes blew cars off highways, destroyed homes, and sent baseball-sized hail through windshields. Thousands are still without power. Afghan President Hamid Karzai will meet with the Secretaries of State and Defense in Washington today. He's expected to make the case for more political support. He meets with President Obama tomorrow.
France's parliament will vote on a resolution this morning that lays the groundwork for a law banning face-covering veils everywhere in public. And the euphoria over Europe's bailout plan, which is larger than the U.S. financial bailout, seems to be wearing off this morning. European stock markets are sharply lower, along with the euro. Asian markets and European markets are down. Futures on Wall Street are sharply down this morning, a big contrast to yesterday. The Dow gets underway at 10,785. The S&P opens at 1,159, and the NASDAQ opens at 2,374. All three had huge run-ups yesterday. Coming up in the hour, we talk about the political battle that's set to happen with the nomination of Elena Kagan to the Supreme Court. Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick gives us the details in just a half hour.
And we're also wondering whether or not she's going to make the bench more diverse in the nation's highest court. You tell us, what does diversity mean to you? How do you define diversity? Regionalism, where they're from, where they were educated, their race, their religion, their gender? Or should we not be talking about these categories at all?
Bunch of Ivy Leaguers.
Give us a call at 8778-MY-TAKE or post to thetakeaway.org. Way better than, college dropouts.
Well, you say so.
Of course I do.